for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there.
Anytime. My name is Emmett.
Oh, I'm Becky, and this is Kara.
Well, the colors haven't faded, have they? Time can do that, you know. Make some colors fade, and other things get brighter. Tell me, have you ever really seen this mural?
It's just an old painting of things that happened a long time ago.
Well, I guess you're right. Was a long time ago. More yesterdays than I can count.
Do you want to buy a train ticket or something? Stacy Jones will be right back.
Oh, no, no. No, thank you. I'm just looking around.
I bet he's 100 years old. Maybe even older than that.
I'm sorry, Stacy. I can't fix it. You see this here?
Mm-hmm.
It's missing a gear that moves the wick up and down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You know, my granny used to say it's because of this little lantern that there's a shining time station here today. Oh, Billy, can't you get another gear?
No, I'm sorry, Stacy. They stopped making parts for these lanterns years ago. I don't suspect you'll find a part now.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Again.
He talks funny.
Yeah, kind of old-fashioned.
Are you talking about Toby?
Why would we call Toby old-fashioned, Mr. Conductor?
Because he is old-fashioned. Haven't I told you that story? I know I told someone. Well, never mind. I'll just have to tell it again.
Toby is a tram engine. He has cow catchers and side plates and doesn't look like a steam engine at all. He takes freight cars from farms and villages to the main line and is cheerful to everyone he meets. He has a coach called Henrietta who has seen better days. It's not fair at all, she grumbles, remembering that she used to be full and 9 cars would rattle behind her. Now there are only 3 or 4, for the farms and factories send their goods mostly by truck. Toby is always careful. The cars, buses, and trucks often have accidents. Toby hasn't had an accident for years, but the buses are crowded and Henrietta is empty. A lady and a stout gentleman stood on Toby's platform. He was, of course, Sir Topham Hatt, but Toby didn't know this yet. Come on, Grandfather, cried the children. Do look at this engine.
That's a tram engine, Stephen, said Sir Topham Hatt.
Is it electric? Asked Bridget.
Whoosh, hissed Toby.
Shh, said her brother. You've offended him.
But trams are electric, aren't they?
They are mostly, but this is a steam tram.
May we go in it, Grandfather, please?
Stop, said Sir Topham Hatt to the conductor.
They all scrambled into Henrietta.
Hip, hip, hooray, chanted Henrietta.
But Toby didn't sing.
Electric indeed, he snorted. He was proud of being a steam train.
What is your name? Asked Sir Topham Hatt.
Toby, sir.
Thank you, Toby, for a very nice ride.
Thank you, sir, said Toby.
He felt better now. This gentleman, he thought, is a gentleman who knows how to speak to engines. The children came every day for 2 weeks. Sometimes they rode with the conductor, sometimes in empty cars. On the last day of all, the driver invited them into his cab. All were sorry when they had to go away. And Sir Topham Hatt and his family thanked everyone. Come again soon, replied Toby. We will, called the children. And they waved till Toby was out of sight. The months passed. Toby had few cars and fewer passengers. Our last day, Toby, said his driver one morning. The manager says we must close tomorrow. That day, everyone wanted the chance of a last ride. The passengers joked and sang, but Toby and his driver wished they wouldn't. Goodbye, Toby, said the passengers afterwards. We're sorry your line is closing down. So am I, said Toby. Nobody wants me, Toby thought, and went unhappily to sleep. Next morning, the shed was flung open, and old Toby woke with a start to see his driver waving a piece of paper at him. Wake up, Toby, he shouted excitedly. The mail has just arrived, and there is a letter for us from the stout gentleman. Maybe it's good news.
What was in the letter, Mr. Conductor?
You have to wait. All good things come to those who wait, and that includes you and Toby. Oh, my goodness, I'm running out of time. I have to get going.
Oh, wait, before you go, Mr. Conductor, do you know where we could get a part for this signal lantern? Stacy's sad because it doesn't work.
I see. Well, it's not a question of where to get the part, but when to get the part. We'd have to go back to the days of Gracie Jones.
Stacy's granny? Do you mean go back in time? That's impossible, isn't it?
Difficult, but not impossible. In fact, I'm headed that way in just a few moments. There's something I need to take care of back there.
Oh, could you take us with you, please? Oh, please,
Mr. Conductor.
Well, now that you mention it, I could use some company. All right, we'll all go together. I'll just put a little magic dust in here.
Oh, I can't believe it. We're going back in time. This is so cool.
Yeah. I'll bring the lantern.
We'll stay until the magic dust runs through the hourglass. When it runs out, we'll have to come back here. Now close your eyes and repeat after me. Take us through the years.
Take us through the years.
Magic sand of time.
Magic sand of time.
Take us long ago.
Take us long ago.
When we're finished with this rhyme.
When we're finished with this rhyme.
We're still in the station. I thought we'd be someplace else by now.
Look at your clothes.
Wow.
Look at the shoes.
Hey, where's Mr. Conductor?
I'm right up here.
Shh. Look over there.
He's painting the mural.
There's Stacy.
No, it's Stacy's grandmother. When she was young.
Gracie Jones, welcome to, the station. Will you be staying here long?
Well, just for today.
Oh, that's too bad, because tomorrow we're going to have our grand opening with bands and speeches, and maybe by tomorrow I'll have thought up a name for this place.
Do you know where we could get our signal lantern fixed?
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, honey. No, see, I'm new in these parts. See you later.
What now, Mr. Conductor?
Where do we usually go if we want to get something fixed?
The workshop!
Billy!
Billy. There ain't no Billy around here. My name is William Two Feathers. I'm a carpenter, and I was hired by the railroad to build this here workshop.
Oh, it's Billy's grandfather. What do we do now, Mr. Conductor?
Make friends with him. Show him you like the same things he does.
This looks like a nice book, Mr. Two Feathers.
There ain't no books. Oh, book. That's a book of poetry. You children wouldn't have no appreciation for that.
We like poems. Will you read us one?
Read you one. Something strange about you kids. You want something, don't you? All right, what is it?
Well, we need a part for our signal lantern.
Oh. Why didn't you say so?
Well, do you think you can fix it?
Now, let me see. Oh. You see there? Needs a gear for the wick. Now, might just have what you need. Right here.
It sure was lucky Mr. Two Feathers had the part to fix the lantern. Look! Look at Schemer!
No, it's Schemer's grandfather, without a curl.
Ah, my dearest Miss Jones. The consternation of opening this fine new train station has got you a-frettin' and a-hankerin' for a day when you're not feeling quite so sickly. Only one thing that'll be putting you right, Miss Jones. Jebediah Schemer's famous snake oil. Any bottle. Only a nickel. My dearest Miss Jones.
Oh, well, my dearest Mr. Schemer, I told you before, and I'll tell you again, I don't feel sick in the slightest.
Well, see, we... Oh, well, what have we here? Two sick young youngins. Well, my sick little lady friends, count your lucky stars, for you are now standing before... Marvel of modern medicine. A nickel cures all that ails you.
That machine can't cure anything. Besides, it looks kind of dangerous. And none of us are sick anyways. We both feel fine.
Well, you young whippersnappers, I'll show you what's what. All right, I'll be needing some assistance. One of you, step right up here and start cranking that crank. That's it. Around and around and around she goes. That's it. Here we go. All right. I am beautiful. Look at that girl. This day is going to go down in history.
Now I know why Schemer is scared.
I got to call my mom and tell her about this. Operator, this is Jebediah Schemer. Can I please speak to my mom? Hey, Ma, it's Jebediah. Take a look at this curl.
I got an inkling we're going to have some fun with this Schemer fella here.
Yep, get it away, my just.
Well, partners, we got work to do. A cowboy song from our very own singing cow, Pokes. Unos, dos, tres.
That sweet by and by. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggies, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggies, roll on.
It's Sheriff Jackrabbit.
Listen up, you tumbling tumbleweeds, as you settle
this great land of ours, remember, be kind to all creatures. Love your neighbor. And don't forget, the whole world is a birthday cake, so take your piece, but not too much.
My home's in Montana. I wear a bandana. My spurs are of silver. My pony is gray. Whatever the weather, we travel together. With foot in the stirrup, I'll gallop all day. We're up with the sun. There's work to be done. In the wide open spaces, that's where we would be. Out here in the west is the life we love best. Montana is home for my pony.
Look, your signal house is gone.
It can't be gone if it's never been there. We have to get them to paint it. That's why I came back here in the first place.
That's a nice painting.
Well, that's mighty kind of you to say so. I'm just a little worried that the colors will fade.
What are you going to put there?
There? Nothing.
Nothing? You can't just leave it empty.
Well, I don't know what to put there. Got any ideas?
Paint a signal house.
What in the world? Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Shh! The muses are speaking.
Paint a signal house. Get the picture?
A signal house? I am inspired. I can see it.
Those blasted horses of mine have run off again, and now my carriage won't budge because of those confounded steel rails.
You mean railroad tracks?
Yes.
Your carriage is stuck on the railroad tracks.
Hey, don't blame me. Blame my horses. They're the ones that ran away.
Oh, don't worry. We'll help you push your carriage, Mr. Schemer.
No, there's no time. We must stop it. I have to signal the engineer. Young ladies, I'm going to need your lantern. Thank you.
It's getting closer. Is there enough time?
There must be. Wonderful things are going to happen in this station. I just know it.
Yeah, hurry.
Okay, I'm off.
Hurry. Oh, she's waving the lantern. I hope the engineer sees it.
Oh, he doesn't.
He does. He's trying to stop me. She saved the day. Gracie Jones saved the day.
Yay! We did it. We stopped the train.
Was that you holding that signal lantern?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Gracie Jones, at your service.
B.J. King is the name.
Nice to meet you, Mr. King.
Miss Jones?
Yes, Mr. King.
That was very well done. You saved my day. I saw your light shining just in time.
Shining? Just in time?
Shining time?
Station. Shining time station. Shining time station. That's what I'm going to call this place.
That's a mighty fine name for a mighty fine station. You know, Miss Jones, there is just something about this place.
If it wasn't for me, this whole thing really wouldn't have happened.
All aboard, please. Twiddly Junction next.
One ticket to Twiddly Junction and beyond.
Right away, sir.
Oh, no, where'd you go?
Enjoy your journey, sir.
Fare thee well.
Shining Time Station's first ticket.
Wait, stop him. He's got the car. Wait,
hey, hey, elders first, elders.
It's too late. We've run out of time. That's the funny thing about endings. They can surprise you. You think you've come to the end, but the story has hardly begun. Look what happened to Toby. He thought it was all over the day they shut down his line. Why don't I cheer you up with the rest of the story? I'd say you've waited years to hear it.
There's a line to a quarry at the end of Thomas's branch. It goes for some distance along the road. Thomas was always very careful to whistle here in case anyone was coming. Early one morning, a large policeman was sitting close to the line. Thomas liked policemen. He had been a great friend of the officer who had just retired.
Beep, beep!
He whistled, "Good morning!" Thomas expected that the new officer would be friendly, too. But he was sorry to see that he didn't look friendly at all. He was red in the face and very cross.
"Disgraceful," he spluttered. "I didn't sleep a wink last night. It was so quiet, and now engines come whistling suddenly behind me."
"I'm sorry, sir," said Thomas. "I only said good morning." The policeman pointed to Thomas.
"Where's your cow catcher?" he asked.
"But I don't catch cows, sir."
"Don't be funny," snapped the policeman. He looked at Thomas's wheels. "No side plates either." And he wrote in his notebook, "Engines going on public roads must have their wheels covered and a cow catcher in front to protect people and animals from being dragged under the wheels if they stray onto the line. You haven't, so you are dangerous." "Rubbish," said Thomas's driver. "We've been along here hundreds of times and never had an accident."
"That makes it worse," the policeman answered. He wrote "regular lawbreaker" in his book. Thomas puffed sadly away. Sir Topham Hatt was having breakfast. He was eating toast and marmalade. The butler came in.
"Excuse me, sir. You're wanted on the telephone."
"Bother that telephone," said Sir Topham Hatt.
"I'm sorry, my dear," he said to his wife. "Thomas is in trouble with the police, and I must go at once."
At the station, Thomas's driver told Sir Topham Hatt what had happened.
"Dangerous to the public, indeed. We'll see about that."
Sir Topham Hatt spoke to the policeman. But however much he argued with him, it was no good.
"The law is the law," he said, "and we can't change it."
Sir Topham Hatt felt exhausted.
"I'm sorry, driver," he said. "It's no use arguing with policemen. We will have to make those cowcatcher things for Thomas, I suppose."
"Everyone will laugh, sir," said Thomas. "They'll say I look like a tram."
Sir Topham Hatt stared. Then he laughed.
"Well done, Thomas. Why didn't I think of it before? We need a tram engine. When I was on my holiday, I met a nice little engine called Toby. He takes freight cars from the farms, but the trucks are taking over most of his work and he needs a change. He has cow catchers and side plates. I'll write to his superintendent at once."
A few days later, Toby arrived.
"That's a good engine," said Sir Topham Hatt. "I see you've brought your coach, Henrietta."
"You don't mind, do you, sir?" asked Toby. "The station master wanted to use her as a hen house, and that would never do."
"No, indeed," said Sir Topham Hatt. "We couldn't allow that."
Toby made the silly cars behave even better than Thomas did.
"Hey, you!"
At first, Thomas was jealous, but he was so pleased when Toby rang his bell and frightened the policeman, they've been firm friends ever since.
That was a good
good ending, Mr. Conductor.
But it wasn't an ending. For Toby, it was just the beginning of being useful again. Toby may be old, but he still has lots of tomorrows ahead of him. And so do you.
You know, I see the mural a lot differently now, ever since we met that painter.
He sure did a good job on the signal house.
Mighty kind of you to say so.
You like it too?
Oh, some of my best work. Get the picture?
You mean you painted the mural?
Well, it's part of it. And, of course, the signal house. That was a long while ago, but there's times when it feels like yesterday.
Emmett, we have this signal lantern.
Yeah, and there's this part that's missing.
And maybe it's still in your case.
Now, isn't this the oddest thing? I believe that I have what you're looking for. I didn't throw it out because I had a sense that it might be important to somebody, somewhere, sometime. But how it ended up in my paint case is a mystery to me.
Wow, thanks, Emmett. Let's go get Billy to put it in.
Yeah.
We found it! We found the missing part!
Whoa, that looks like it, all right.
Oh, where did you get it?
Emmett gave it to us.
Emmett? Who's Emmett?
He's right outside.
Really? Where? Where? I don't see anyone.
Well, he was there. He was standing by the mural just a second ago.
Help! Here you go, Stacy. Good as new.
Oh,
I've been waiting for this ever since I can remember. Oh, just think, the last person to light this lantern was my granny all those years ago.
Ooh, look at that, will you?
Wonderful things are going to happen in this station. I know it.
Reach for the speak, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true. Your own imagination, waiting there.